Hi, Brad.
Hi, Sal.
Dry Creek Falls is a beautiful hike.
Yes.
It's kind of out near Stevenson? No.
Well, Cascade Locks.
Cascade Locks. Thank you. Thank you. That's a cute little town. I
Yeah,
like
it's
it.
where Bridge of the Gods is.
Bridge of the Gods is
Yeah.
amazing. It's great.
Yeah.
When we went on my birthday in 2023, we hiked up the Access Road.
Well, we drove up to the access road, and then there's a gate that closes it, and then we hiked up, and it's a nicer hike. It's not very long.
Right.
That makes it a couple of miles, but you're hiking along the creek, so that makes it a nicer hike.
Okay.
So Bill and I went up just I don't know, a month ago,
Yeah.
and we parked at the in Cascade Locks, right at the near the entrance to Bridge of the Gods, and hiked up the Pacific Crest Trail, and it merges and then continues on up. So that's like a 5 mile round trip hike. If we drive up the access road, it's 2 miles. So
Okay,
two
gotcha.
and a half maybe.
Yeah,
So
it's really pretty out that way. There's a lot to see and do. The Bridge of the Gods, you're talking about the Oregon side of the Bridge of the Gods.
correct, yeah.
So, because we went over the Bridge of the Gods recently to hike up Beacon Rock, which was closed.
Right, yeah.
Boo.
I know.
Tell me more about your hike on the from the Bridge of the Gods access point, the Pacific Crest Trail.
Yeah, you take the turn as you're going onto the bridge, and then there's a parking lot. So it's got a bathroom.
Oh,
It
nice.
was closed right now, but
Oh.
and then you just cross the street, kind of hike under the freeway, and then you hit a road, and up 30, 40 yards, the trail actually starts where
I
you're
see.
going back in. But
Did you see any Pacific Crest Trail people?
no.
Because they all go from the south to the north.
Most people go south to north, but they've been long done. So people will finish up in October or November at the latest, because
Right.
it's too cold to be doing it now.
Yeah, it's also pretty muddy and snowy in a lot
Snowy,
of the
right.
areas,
Yeah,
so.
we didn't have any snow trouble. There was some snow, but it was easy to cross.
But you
So
didn't hike next to the river.
once the trails merge, you're hiking next to the river again.
Is it steep?
Not really. It's kind of a mild grade most of the way.
Because when we were there, there were several mature hikers on the trail, the groups that we ran into. They were significantly older than we are, probably 70-year-old hikers.
Right. Mild grade. Nothing serious. Well, sometimes coming up out of the gorge, it's some serious uphill for, half a mile or a mile, depending on where you are. This had nothing like that.
Yeah, it's a very pretty waterfall.
It is. It's really nice. It Dry Creek, and you're looking at this raging waterfall. They used to redirect the creek for town water. So that's how it got its Dry Creek name. But the waterfall, I mean, particularly this time of year, it's really raging.
Yeah, nice. So several other attractions in the area. If you do a little 5 mile hike, maybe you can stop and have breakfast beforehand and fuel up for your hike, or you can, which I prefer, stop after,
Right.
have a nice beer. There's tons of brewery style cafes or pubs in that little town there,
Yeah, Cascade Locks.
Cascade Locks.
So, yeah, I would definitely stop there. Stop at the base of the bridge. There's some nice murals that I really like. Or you can walk across the bridge too. I think you still have to pay. Well, it was $3 for a car. I don't know what the walking was, a buck or two. It's nothing, but keep in mind you're looking down through a grate. So it's not like you're on a nice path if you're scared of heights, looking down like, whoa.
It is really pretty, though.
Oh,
The
yeah.
view from the bridge is really pretty, and the cars are required to drive it like 15 miles an hour.
Oh,
So
yeah.
everybody's driving really slow.
They have horses, people. So, yeah, no one's racing across the bridge. So.
I mean, so there's only in our area, there's like four bridges that cross the Columbia River. There's Interstate 5. Is it
205.
205? Thank you. Then there's Bridge of the Gods, and then there's another one up by Mount or by Hood River.
Hood River,
So there's not a lot of options to get to Washington from where we are at, and
we
all
are.
of those are a long way apart. So it's a bit of a drive. You got to pick pick your poison, I think I like the Bridge of the Gods the best of all those bridges because
Oh,
it's
yeah, of
so
course.
pretty and it's really fun and unique. It's a unique experience.
Yeah.
So how was the trail going up? Was it a planned out trail like, or was it unmaintained?
Oh, no. The first part of it, totally maintained, and you get to the point where you're crossing under the power lines, and you could see where they have, the road so you can get to the power lines. I think that's what the access road is for, is to get them to the power lines,
Oh,
should it,
sure.
should they ever need to. I don't know how often you do that with those major lines, but once you're by that, no, it's a nice trail. It's wide, it's easy grade, no trouble with it at all.
You'd go back.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You'd
It's a
recommend.
fabulous waterfall, really coming over the edge there. So yeah.
They used to have a bridge there at the waterfall, but I guess it got wiped out or something.
No, it's a cement thing. It's, however they redirected the water, slough or something. So there's a big cement thing you can cross, so you can get over the river that way.
It's not a bridge.
It's not a bridge.
Some other
Well,
stuff.
it's kind of a bridge. It's just a big cement bridge.
All right. Well, I would like to go back and try hiking from under the Bridge of the Gods instead of going from the access trail. So it's a little longer hike. I'd
Right,
like to
makes
do
it,
that in the future.
yeah, 5 miles instead of 2.5.
And then go drink beer and have a hamburger or something.
Yeah.
Or a
Sounds good.
salad.
Yeah.
Salad and water.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Al.